It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out how a Kennedy daughter ended up spending the last decades of her life in an institution in Wisconsin.
First, the chief of staff at the Toma VA Medical Center has been fired. Dr. David Houlihan was let go after the VA investigated his clinical practices and his alleged retaliatory behavior towards whistleblowers. According to reports, some veterans refer to him as the candy man for his practice of liberally prescribing painkillers.
Houlihan had been on leave since January while the Department of Veterans Affairs investigated accusations of overprescribing narcotic pain medications. Joining us now is Donovan Slack, reporter at USA Today's Washington Bureau. She's been following this story. Donovan, welcome back to the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So was there an explanation of what specific reasons Dr. Houlihan was fired?
Well, they're not really saying outright, as you said. Basically, they're saying that after investigations of his clinical practices and his retaliatory behavior against subordinates, they decided to relieve him of his duties. But they didn't say specifically what they found.
Well, take us back to the beginning. Why did the Toma VA Medical Center come under fire in the first place?
Right. Well, this all kind of blew open in January, where a report from the Center for Investigative Reporting really outlined Chief of Staff Houlihan's practices at the medical center. And as you said, he was nicknamed the candy man among veterans because of his propensity to prescribe very high amounts of opiates. And subsequent investigations by the VA internally did find that to be the case. In fact, one found that veteran patients at the Toma VA were 2.5 times more likely to get these incredibly high doses of opiates than anywhere else.
And ultimately, there was a death linked to these prescriptions mixed with other prescription medications.
Absolutely. A Marine Corps veteran from Stevens Point named Jason Simkuski actually died from a fatal mixture of drugs at the Toma VA in August 2014.
It's been a slow process getting this out into the public. There were whistleblowers. Who was trying to get the word out? What kind of response did they get?
Well, there's all kinds of whistleblowers. The main one in this case is a gentleman by the name of Ryan Honel, who started speaking out about this last fall, and he helped the Center for Investigative Reporting really get to the bottom of what was happening here. And you're right, it has been quite a long time, if you consider it's November, and they just announced last Friday that they are taking action against the chief of staff.
We're talking to Donovan Slack, reporter for USA Today, looking at the Toma VA story. A key doctor, Dr. David Houlihan, just announced that he is being let go from that facility linked to the activities there. Now, this is, in effect, a workplace action, Donovan. Is there talk of professional bodies taking action against Dr. Houlihan or even legal proceedings?
Well, this is what's interesting. There's a little bit of a black hole here because Dr. Houlihan was under investigation by state officials there in January. It's unclear what that investigation found. I was just trying to figure it out before coming on air, and I can't seem to figure it out. So I'm guessing that is either still ongoing or has been resolved without action against him.
Lawmakers from Wisconsin have reacted to this news. What kind of things have we heard from senators and our congressional delegation?
Well, on several fronts, I think Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill named after the Simkuski Marine, and it would overhaul opiate prescription policies throughout the VA. I know Senator Johnson has proposed a bill that would require the VA to release secret reports. There was a report on this institution, but it wasn't released publicly until this year. And that would require that they release all the reports going forward. Representative Ron Kind has introduced a bill. I think it would do something similar. So everybody's really trying to push for action here. Right now, all of that legislation does not appear to be moving forward yet.
We have this new firing. The Toma VA had let its director go a couple months back. So where does the center go from here? What's actually happening, apart from getting rid of these leading officials, what's happening to change treatment at that facility?
Right. Well, from the VA central office here in Washington, they rolled out something called an opioid safety tool. And that would be used across the nation in real time for doctors at VA facilities to see exactly how many drugs and how much of each veteran is being prescribed. And if it reaches a certain dangerous level, it would notify them and they could correct it. On the local level, as you said there, the director of the facility has been removed. Now Dr. Houlihan has been removed. There was one other practitioner removed. And just recently, they appointed an acting director who will manage the facility going forward.
As a reporter covering this story, do you feel like there's more transparency in this VA facility where the public knows more of what's going on there than we used to?
Oh, absolutely. Do I think that that's a sign of things going forward? I'm not so sure. But I think in this case, when you have huge media attention to a particular facility, you're going to have a lot more transparency about what's going on there.
Is there any sign that the veterans who use that facility are not getting those higher doses of opiate medications that could have been putting them in danger?
At this point, we don't really know. We only have the VA's assurances that it has, you know, installed this new tool and will be using it going forward. At this point, we don't have any new reports of deaths based on opiates.
So this is not the end of the story. Are we going to be seeing more changes in TOMA as a result of these ongoing investigations?
I think you will. I think it's already been almost a year. I think this will keep going for another few months.
Donovan, thanks as always for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was USA Today reporter Donovan Slack giving us the latest on the firing of a doctor at the center of the TOMA VA Medical Center scandal.